Hey there, and welcome to the His Beloved Catholic Podcast. I'm Megan Copeland.
And I'm Kendra Bartlett, and we are two best friends that we live right across the street from each other. And between us, we have 10 kids, a ton of redheads.
Yes, we do. We run a ministry in Austin, Texas called His Beloved, and our mission is to invite women, children, teenagers into an encounter with Jesus and to bring revival in the Catholic Church. And we are just so excited you are here.
Come join us.
Hello, friends.
Good morning.
It's early.
We're on Thanksgiving break. Our people are home, and so we had to get creative, and it's in the morning. And in Texas, where we are, it's actually really cold for me, at least. And so we're in our sweet little shed recording, and I have two layers of pants on. I have a fleece sweater on, and I have a jacket on that sounds like this.
Oh, you probably shouldn't move that very
much. I shouldn't. I know, but I'm... If you hear it, that's why.
That's what that noise is. It's Kendra. Well, I am an early bird. Like, I get up every day at like 5. And Kendra's like, do you want to record at 7:30? And I was like, a.m. or p.m., Kendra? Like, she is not an early bird. So here we are.
Yes.
Early in the morning. But we wanted to have some time to talk to you guys. Because last week, I lost my voice for an entire week.
Yeah.
So that really kind of threw off our podcast scheduling.
Yeah.
And we have something exciting coming up that we want to just... let you guys see our hearts and where the Lord is moving. And do you want to tell them?
Yes. So Megan came to me. This was in this month.
It was not that long ago.
That's
professional people probably plan things a lot earlier like than
August.
We do. Right. But that's just not how the Holy Spirit speaks to us.
No.
You know, we're available whenever he's ready.
Right. So she comes to me and she's like, Kendra, I have an idea. Brace yourself. She's like, what if we did an Advent series? And I'm thinking just podcast series.
That's
like,
what I was thinking too.
We have specific guests and stuff. Yeah, that is kind of where it started.
Yeah.
And then she's like, what if we do like a study to go along with it and they can print it off and da da da. And so I was like, yes, let's do it. Let's go. And so then the following week, so this is getting closer to now, if you're catching my drift.
Right.
The following week we sat down and we prayed into it and the Lord just like lined it all up so beautifully. She had the idea of doing the names of Jesus. And then we had the idea of like different days of different things. And then we move on to another name of Jesus. So you're getting to sit with the name of Jesus and mull over it and just allow it to really penetrate deeply into your heart, for 3 days. And so we're like, okay, now we need to write.
Yeah. So I tell my daughter this, who's 15, and I was like, we're going to do an Advent study and we're going to make a journal that goes with it. And she goes, you mean like Advent next year or Advent that's in 3 weeks? And I was like, the one in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That's the one we're doing.
Yes.
She was like, okay, it was very ambitious. Like thinking back, I'm shocked that we actually.
I know.
But it was totally the Holy Spirit because we couldn't have done this on our own power.
Yeah.
Zero chance.
For sure. And I really think that the fact that you lost your voice helped you because if had we recorded, you would be the one editing and listening and that would take away time. And the Lord just parts the seas.
Yeah.
And here we are.
This time.
We wrapped it up. We're wrapping it up today. We're just doing the final proofreading. But I'm so excited.
It'll be in your hands in just a couple of days, which is super exciting. So we hope that you will come on this journey with us. So let's just talk about like Advent's coming.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about Advent coming?
Well, my good. I love Advent. I love kind of shutting down and letting Advent be Advent as much as I can. But my husband and I were comparing calendars and he is gone.
Is he?
So much in December.
So
that's fun because he does parish missions. So he's doing parish missions and he's doing confirmation retreats and stuff with the Blaze. So I don't know how I feel about Advent yet. Mm. How am I going to shut down as much as I can? But honestly, as I was going through proofreading this thing, I was like, I am so excited to do this.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm going to be doing it. We've been writing it, but not, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm very excited about it.
That is exciting.
Plus I have a kid that's like dying to decorate and I don't fully decorate right now. I kind of go a little bit. And then Christmas is whoa, but we're going to be gone for Christmas. So I'm thinking, let's just go big and let Advent be Advent.
Yeah, totally.
What about you?
I'm excited. So today is the day before Thanksgiving when we're recording this. And it always kind of throws me off because like the kids are home.
Yeah.
And we're like gearing up for Thanksgiving and everybody's already like talking about Christmas so much.
Right.
And so I feel like it should just be Christmas break right now.
Yeah.
And then they have to go back to school.
Then we have to go back to school.
And I'm like, oh, always go back to school. But it's okay because it gives us time to slow down and to process.
shop.
But I always have my shopping done.
Do you have your shopping done?
I am like 80%.
You're kidding me. That's amazing.
Yes, my goal is always to have my shopping done before Advent starts.
You need to provide us with Megan's gift idea list.
I know.
Please.
I don't know.
Because
this year it's totally different because I have teenagers now. You have two gifts.
Yes, and I have six kids. No,
not only do I have my own gifts figured out, I have to do all the gifts for the grandparents.
Oh my
like
word.
Like you buy Ella this and mm-hmm. you buy Eli this. And
yeah, we're just now compiling that list to send to grandparents. Well, they probably
Chad's mom
kill us.
Started asking us like October 1st. And I was like, okay, that's a little early for me.
Yeah.
Give me a second.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, so my parents, like when I was growing up, my mom always had a rule that you can never buy anything for yourself after Thanksgiving because people are Christmas shopping. And she's the kind of person who would like go behind you in a store and watch what you like and then go buy it for you. That's how my mom Christmas shops, which is super fun because then you're like, this is the thing I loved.
Yeah.
So we started doing that on October 1st. Uh-huh. And so I keep telling my kids that we cannot buy them anything. And Livvy's like, but mom, like I don't have a tote bag to carry my stuff to school in. And I was like, I'm sorry. She's like, I can't buy you one because people have already bought these things for her, right?
That's hysterical.
And she's like, but I need one before like January. Like it's October. Is there a way that I could just buy myself like a $5 tote bag? And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess so. But it does make things harder when you show up that early to some of the things the kids actually
That's so funny.
Will need before
My in-laws Christmas. Last week, like, Kendra, we need a shopping list. I'm like, let me get past Thanksgiving.
That's funny.
Isn't that terrible? I need to do it. Okay.
No, it's
good
okay.
Good job, Megan. That's impressive.
It can create a hurriedness mm-hmm. in Advent that I don't want.
Yeah.
And so I just like to be done with that. Although I don't, I'll buy the gifts like super duper early and then I don't wrap them till like the day before Christmas. So then I'm like stressed every single year. I'm like, well, I could do that a little earlier. That could make sense.
That's so funny.
I don't need to wait this whole time. Yeah. So anyways, I'm excited. Tessa is really into Christmas and she has been wanting it to be Christmas since like September.
That's so cute.
I know.
Just take her to Hobby Lobby.
I know, right? Well, Well, she's already gone to houses that are fully decorated, so that throws her off a little bit too. She's like, it's Christmas at their house.
Funny, because that same thing with my 13-year-old.
Yeah.
She's like, Mom, it's not fair. They're decorated. Why can't we be decorated? She's like, Miss Christmas.
Yeah.
So.
But I also like Catherine Whitaker's logic too of like, just because your home is decorated for Christmas does not mean you are not still in an Advent mindset. Because I think sometimes as Catholics we get into like this like mean like negative energy of like, well, you're not fulfilling Advent the way you should. You have Christmas decorations up, and I don't believe in that either. It's more about the disposition of your heart and just allowing the Lord to speak to you in these 4 weeks for me than it is not allowing my kids to celebrate a little bit of the joy of the season. Because because let's be honest, here's what I've discovered in the past. We have tried years where we waited until Christmas to actually do Christmas things. And we didn't do anything fun leading up to that.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the world is done and my kids missed out.
Yeah.
So I think there's a way to kind of like navigate both to be in the world, but not of the world and to really have our hearts fixed on waiting for Jesus and creating this excitement and this hope that's coming Christmas morning and then living that out without being like the mean person that doesn't let your kids do anything fun. And you know what I mean? I think it's taken me years to get to that point of being like at peace with that.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of years being just really mad at Christmas.
That's so funny.
Because it's like you don't care enough about Jesus and you're
defensive.
Just feeling like the world didn't see the importance of Christmas and, you know, and being angry or it's too much about toys and too much, you know? And so it's taken me time to like really allow, I don't know, my family to find the joy.
After Christmas for us, we try to do something different and new for the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah, that's fun.
But it's nothing like huge, you know, like, hey, let's go to a park today and get blizzards or something, you know, something very minimal and small. So as the world is taking down their decorations, we're still able to do stuff, but it doesn't have to be with all the decorations. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's helpful. But
it does.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, so a couple years ago.
Back to why we're recording. Yeah.
A couple years ago, I don't even know how I discovered this, but I found an Advent study and it was just this very minimal, which I think is where we started with our writing. It's like, we'll just do this tiny little thing that goes along with what we're doing. And it was like a 25 days of Advent, 25 names of Jesus study. And I just feel like I want to spend this Advent. So even if I'm doing fun things with my family, and even if we're, you know, drinking hot cocoa and walking around a Christmas thing,
yeah,
I want to spend this 25 days diving into who Jesus is. Mm-hmm. Because as I have like been praying over the last year or so, I would say, with His Beloved, and really trying to hear the voice of God for women and for teenagers and for mm-hmm. the Catholic Church as a whole, every time I walk into one of these talks, I keep hearing the Lord say, show them who I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think we did a lot on identity, of our identity in Christ, which is so powerful and totally necessary. But now it's almost like He's like flipped the switch and He's like, I want you to show them my identity.
Yeah.
Because we can know everything there is to know about the sacraments and about the church and even about the Bible. Mm-hmm. But if we don't know who He is, then it's all for nothing.
Right.
And so I loved this like 25 days of Jesus, because it's just, it shows you like the different facets of who mm-hmm. He is. Mm-hmm. And there, and you could spend hundreds of days. There's actually one that's like 100 days of Jesus.
Wow.
Names of Jesus. Yeah. Because there's so many different names of Jesus, and His personality is so multifaceted that like you can't just like box it into one name. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's really powerful to get to experience Him. So that's kind of where this started.
Yeah.
And I've done this before, like with teenagers, and I've done it with my own children. Mm-hmm. That was a really fun year. One year every single morning, I used to be really ambitious during Advent, and every morning they would have like a new something that we would then go and study. And one year it was the names of Jesus. And so uh-huh. every morning I like made a little ornament that they would find in the house, and then we would go look it up in the Bible, and we would talk about who Jesus was.
That's amazing.
And it took like, it was super fun. It took like 3 minutes every morning. And then they would draw. This is when they were like little and super eager.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I could pull this off with Eli, but it worked with the girls, you know, Eli is not the same, as they are, but it just gave them a peek into who Jesus mm-hmm. is. So that's kind of where we started with this. Yeah. And then I feel like the Lord was like, okay, that's a good starting place. Now let's go deep. Mm-hmm. And He invited us into a place of intimacy. Mm-hmm. Like He really desires intimacy with His people. And as we started to write this, He was like, yeah, now I really want to encounter them. Mm-hmm. So if you've ever listened to this podcast or heard Kendra and I speak, and you think they hear Jesus, they have these stories of hearing Jesus. Mm-hmm. I don't ever hear Jesus. Mm-hmm. This study is for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a chance for every single person to hear Jesus mm-hmm. and to know Jesus and to let Him minister to your heart and fall in love with you. Yeah. He's already in love with you, but for you to feel that He's in love with you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like, I lost my thought.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Well, Kendra and I were talking about the other day that, I hear people say a lot, oh, Jesus talks to you, but He doesn't talk to me. Mm-hmm. Or I don't get to hear Him the way you hear Him. I hear it from my mom a lot, and I'm like, no, but He does speak to you. He really does. And that's been kind of like my battle cry with every single talk I've given recently is like, mm-hmm. no, the Lord is speaking to you. Mm-hmm. We just don't know how to hear Him.
Right.
So this is like a step-by-step guide of how do you hear God? What does He sound like? How do you mm-hmm. hear Him in scripture? How do you hear Him in prayer? Really diving into that.
Okay. Thought bubble by the Holy Spirit. As you're talking about that, like I was thinking, you know, there's nothing different about us that
nothing
allows us to hear the Holy Spirit mm-mm. between me and you, sweet listener. And I think something that happens is the performance-based mentality gets in there. And so they think, oh, I'm not doing enough, or I'm not praying enough, or I'm blah, 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 enough. Mm. If it ends in enough, or if there's the slightest bit of comparison around that, that sets you apart from anyone else that you feel like has a stronger relationship with the Lord or anything like that, or has a relationship that you desire to have, there's nothing setting you apart from them.
Yeah.
Except the enemy putting lies in your mind that you are not enough, that you're not doing enough, that you're not holy enough, that you're not praying enough, blah, 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 blah.
Totally.
Totally. So.
And those lies work.
They do.
If you start to believe those lies,
they are.
Yeah, it will stop you from hearing the voice of God.
We still work through those.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're having him today.
Right. I know.
Like, he's always going to keep coming with lies like that. But right. if you believe the lies, you believe the liar and you empower the liar. Mm-hmm. And that does make it harder to hear from God. It
right.
does.
Right. So sit with that for a little bit. Pray into that. And if you feel like that's something that a tool that the enemy's been using to just knock you down or keep you down, it's very simply like you have the right over your heart to say enough mm-hmm. and in the name of Jesus, break those off.
Yep. So totally. I forgot I was going with that.
Well, I'm not the only one.
That's usually how we just straight up left and right. The other thing that God has really been stirring in us the last couple of months is like this expectancy. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like the antidote to enough.
Yeah.
Like if you're feeling the, I'm not doing enough. I am not enough. He's not going to speak to me. The antidote to that is expectancy mm-hmm. and saying, you love me mm-hmm. for who I am. Mm-hmm. It's that identity piece, right? I don't have to strive. I don't have to do X, Y, and Z for your love. I am your love. Mm-hmm. I was created to be your love. I'm all I need is to just say yes.
Yeah.
And to receive. And so that expectancy piece is saying like, I am expectant that I don't have to jump through 75 hoops to make you come. You're already here.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to draw you close, Jesus. You're already close.
Yeah.
And it's more about me being open to it and saying, I know you want to show up for me. Mm-hmm. And I just get to receive that when you do. And so we've been starting our retreats that way recently of just telling women like, He brought you here for a reason.
Yeah.
He wants to encounter you. You don't have to try to hope that he's going to encounter you. It's already happening. Like when we do a lot of healing prayer stuff, and people have these really traumatic experiences and we ask them to go back into that traumatic experience and we say, where was Jesus when that happened? He's always there.
Yeah.
He's not leaving us. We're not trying to like summon him by doing a whole bunch of right. wonderful things. Yeah, like he's, yeah. already there. He's already there. So having this expectancy that I will get to encounter him mm-hmm. is going to really squash that need to hope that I do enough to encounter him. Right. Yeah. And yeah. so we kind of wanted to start this study with that in mind of like, Jesus, I know like Jesus is going to be the best Advent we've ever had. Like start with that mindset. Like this is going to be like by Christmas Day, I'm going to know you in a way I've never known you before. I'm going to feel you in a way I've never felt before. I'm going to know who I am better than I ever have in my entire life because I'm going to see myself through your eyes.
Amen.
Right? Like yeah. I'm going to receive healing. I'm going to receive like your spirit in a way that I've never seen before. I'm going to renounce these awful lies that I hear in my head. And I'm going to walk into Christmas morning with freedom.
Yeah.
That's what this study is going to do.
Yeah.
And not because we did that, but because that's what the Lord wanted
yeah,
it to be.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And I just, as you're speaking that, I just saw like this alignment happening of our eyes to his, mm-hmm. right? Of our eyes to his, especially Christmas morning or Christmas Eve, whenever we go to Mass and we see the alignment of everything and who we're in front of.
Yeah.
And his promises over us.
Oh, and a big part of what we wanted to do with this, not we, a big part of what the Lord wanted to do yeah. with this, because girlfriend, we didn't have any of this stuff planned. He just like unfolded it for us. And we were like, oh, that's a good idea. But a big part of like the way this study was designed is that you encounter Jesus in a name of his for 3 days. Mm-hmm. And then we have another 3 days. And then on Sunday, we take all that with us to Mass.
Yeah.
Because we want to encounter Jesus in our daily prayer life, but then we want to go sit face to face with him, look him in the eyes, call him, you know, the, what is it? What is one of our names?
Bridegroom.
The bridegroom. Mm-hmm. Like to look at him my and be bridegroom. Like, oh, you're my bridegroom. And to really allow what we're doing silently in prayer to unite with Jesus in the Eucharist and in the Mass.
Yeah.
Because we've said this before on this podcast over and over, but if what we're doing on Saturday doesn't propel us to Mass on Sunday, then we're doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. And so we want this to be a building up towards true encounter with him.
Yeah.
Body, blood, soul, and divinity. And I even wrote in there at one point, like, if you're a daily Mass goer, woohoo, I'm so proud of you. You could do that every single day. But a lot of us don't. So a lot of us, it's going to be leading up to Sunday, but obviously daily would be even better. Sure. I mean, that's the goal, but
yeah,
we get it. Not everybody can do that.
Yeah. So the way this is going to work is the first day we're going to dive into the scripture of the name of Jesus.
With Lectio Divina.
Lectio Divina. And then the second day you'll listen to a podcast that we record and we dive even deeper into that name. And they'll be shorter podcasts.
Right.
Usually like 20 or 30 minutes. Yeah, yeah. Maybe even less than that. Yeah. So that you can still have time to do the questions afterwards. And then the third day is an activation. And these activations I'm so excited about. This is something that the Lord has showed us through our Encounter School of Ministry. But it's putting into practice all of our senses that God has given us to speak to us. So it's not only putting into practice the ways that he wants to speak to us so that you can be aware of it, but it's activating the living relationship with Jesus. Like, how can we apply it to our hearts right now in this moment where we are in life? How does he want to reach out to us and heal us or direct us or just love us in different ways? And they're really beautiful.
So they're really cool.
That's kind of the pattern of the 3 days.
Yeah. So it's kind of using like Ignatian imaginative prayer. Mm-hmm. So some of them, we guide you through this like experience with Jesus where you look into his eyes and he speaks to you and you hear from him. But what's so cool about activations is we're just giving you kind of a jumping off point and he's going to run with it from there. And we do these in our class. And afterwards, we all hear the same thing, right? We all start with the same guide. But afterwards, they'll go through and they'll say, so what did you experience in activation? What did you experience? And Jesus does something completely different with every single person. Mm-hmm. Because it's his moment to like minister to your heart and what it needs at that time. So it might be like, you just get to be a little child and he loves on you. And it's the most beautiful, fun experience ever because you're getting to actually see the way he loves you. Or it might be that he's going to gently like walk you through something that's been hard and take it off your shoulders and give you a chance for peace. But those activations are so cool because it's like true encounter with Jesus.
Yeah.
And are you going to hear something every single time? Maybe not, but we're going to show up expectant that the Lord's going to move you where he wants to move you. And we're just going to follow and be his little sheep.
So we are very excited, and it's just an invitation for you to journey along with us. Did you have anything else you want to say?
It starts on December 3rd. So this is the last podcast you'll hear before December 3rd. So, and we start it with, hearing the voice of God. Mm-hmm. So there's like a whole intro section of how do you hear the voice of God? What does it sound like? And then it goes right into the first activation. Mm-hmm. So the first activation is just creating like a secret place with Jesus and getting to understand what it feels like to encounter him. Mm-hmm. And we've tried to kind of explain some of this on the podcast the past couple of weeks, especially when Jessica was here. She talked about silence and solitude a lot.
Yeah.
This is an opportunity for silence and solitude. Mm-hmm. I get that not everybody has a ton of time to do that every day, but if you could just give like 15 minutes to silence and solitude during this Advent series, I think it would be really powerful. I mean, I think everybody can find 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It may mean you do it early in the morning before kids wake up or at night after they go to bed or during nap time or something. But I think it's worth carving out that time for, you know, these 3 weeks. Advent is short this year too.
It is. Yeah. It's so sad.
It's only like our study, I think it's only 23 days long. Like it is short. So we can do it for 23 days. We can do anything for 23 days, right?
And what a good thing to then enter into the new year with this rhythm of having that silence and solitude.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you can do it. It doesn't have to be an hour and a half. We're not asking for an hour and a half. If you have that amount of time, go for it. But that's not what we're asking for. So anyway, so that very first couple of days, you might want to read it, you know, a day or two early, the intro to kind of start to think about how do we hear the voice of God. And then on December 3rd is our very first activation. And for me, I've gotten to a place where when it's time to go into a prayer space sounds weird, like I'm going somewhere, but I mean like when I'm trying to encounter Jesus, I almost like know what that feels like in my heart. Like I know how to get to that place of like, oh, there you are, Jesus. I experience you. I feel you. I see you. So that's what that first one is meant to be. It's like, how do you get there? So that then you can continue to go back to that place every single time you have these 15 minutes with Jesus, you can faster get to that place. Do you, Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's kind of hard to describe. Like, do you have a place like that where you like feel
like just
presence?
Internally?
Yeah. Internally. Mm-hmm. And it could be like a physical space too. Like if there is a place that you want to go because that's where you encounter Jesus, that works too.
Yeah.
But we're really more talking about like a place in your heart.
Yeah.
So yeah. So then that'll be December 3rd. And then December 4th will be our very first, that's not true. December 5th will be the first podcast.
Okay. Yeah.
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 So you'll have 2 days before you hear from us again.
So Megan, how can they acquire the study?
Yes. So it will be on our website. It's already on our website once you hear this. Hopefully some of you already have it. but you can go to our website, hisbelovedoftexas.com. It costs $10 and you just download it and print it however you would like. You can bind it at your local, you know, Office Depot or whatever if you want to, or you just put it in a binder. You also will need a Bible and a journal to accompany the study. We intentionally did not put the scripture readings in the journal because we wanted you to open your Bible.
Yep.
Plain and simple.
Yep.
We think there's power in opening your own Bible and writing in your Bible and making that a place where you have conversations with God.
Yeah.
And highlighting and circling and doing all the things. If that terrifies you, you don't have to do those things, but we think that's really important. So.
Yeah, it's very helpful.
Yeah, I have a devotional that I read every day and it does not, it just puts the scripture numbers and you have to go and look it up. And I don't, there's another one that's just like it that actually types in, it's the exact same, exact same devotional, but they type the scriptures in. And to me, it's not the same.
Yeah, me either. That's why I started taking my Bible to Mass.
Yeah. I'm like, I want to open
it's
up
been
my Bible.
Game changer for
me. Yeah. I think it's really powerful because then you can read before and you can read after and you can see context and you can.
Someone messaged me from our conference that we did in at St. Patrick's.
Oh yeah.
And she said that she's been taking her Bible to Mass and she's like, it has completely changed her spiritual life.
That's really cool.
Isn't that cool?
I love that.
So join us on this journey, taking your Bible to Mass, but also open it up, dive into it, write in it.
Yeah. Read the little footnotes and figure out what some of these things mean. You can even look at different Bible translations and read it in different, you know, a little bit wording here and there and just let the Lord speak to you through his scripture. So we were just talking about before we started recording that like, this is not your average Advent Catholic study.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
And we know that. The Lord has asked us to go in a little bit of a different direction. Everything is fully 100% in line with Catholic teaching, but we are focusing on scripture. We're focusing on Jesus. We're focusing on encounter with him and his heart and intimacy. And
this isn't a head knowledge study.
It's very heart to heart. And I just really feel like it's exactly where the Lord is inviting us into right now. And I think it's exactly what we need is more heart to heart with him.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Woo, I'm excited to join us.
But there will be a lot of head knowledge. Like when we do when we do our podcast, we're going to dive deep into scripture and tell stories and talk about, you know, church teaching on different things. Like there's going to be that too.
Yeah.
So really, I guess it's kind of a both and kind of thing.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yay.
So you also can find some friends and do the study together if you want to.
Yeah, that'd be really good just to digest together, hear each other's experiences.
Yeah.
How can you pray for one another? Yeah.
Especially after an activation. It's so good to have somebody to kind of digest with. So even if you have one more person who's doing this with you, it'd be really good to have that. Or like moms in a moms group, y'all could do this as a weekly study. I was even thinking about like reaching out to the moms of my parish and saying, does anybody want to do this with me? Because I am missing like having weekly groups with moms. I think it'd be fun to join with together.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we are excited. And let us know, like, if you're on the journey with us, tell us.
Yeah.
Share with your friends, post it on Instagram and all the places and invite people here. We really feel like the Lord's going to do something powerful.
Yep. So, yay.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye,
happy.
Friends.
Hey, by the time.
Yeah. Happy
when did they
Thanksgiving.
Hear this?
I don't know.
Oh, this is like the Thursday before Advent starts, I think. Oh,
okay. So next week.
Happy almost Advent.
We're going to go bake for Thanksgiving today. Happy almost Advent.
Oh, I know. I was like, I'm going to have a 3-year-old helping me make all the Thanksgiving food.
Oh,
that will be fun. And make it take way longer.
Yep. Same here.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us this week. Every chance we get to meet with you and talk about Jesus just brings so much joy to our hearts. I pray
I pray that the revival is coming, and I pray that the revival is coming through you. Did you know that you're part of this? I pray that every single day you grow more in love with Jesus, you hear his voice more, you follow him more, and I pray that this podcast is helping you a little bit along that way. If you are liking what you're hearing, we would love for you to share it with a friend. We would love for you to make a review on your podcast app, Apple, Spotify, whatever podcast app you use, and we would love for you to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and email us if you ever have any questions or you just want to share what God did in your heart today during the episode. See you next week.